We've got day 9 of our God's Love Letters to You devotion, Larry Crabb's devotional experience this morning, and it's moving from emptiness to holiness to laughter. 1 Samuel 8:19 and 20 says, "The people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, 'No, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations.'" So remember, this devotion draws from Larry's longer book, God, 66 Love Letters, and his imaginary conversation with the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. So what might the Lord tell us from 1 Samuel? Larry suggests this, that God might say, I'm aware that things go wrong in your life, that family and friends don't always treat you well, that nothing goes exactly as you want it to. Can I hear an amen? Boy, that's true, huh? I grieve with you over the pain that life causes you, but our priorities differ. You ask what will work to make your life better, to correct the injustice you suffer, to see to it that more things go as they should in your life. I want you to ask what holiness would look like in your situation, whatever it is, holiness that might not right the wrongs you suffer, but that would let us enjoy each other. Larry imagines the Lord telling us about 1 Samuel. I tell Samuel's story to let you see how Israel's spiritual leaders, when they saw trouble brewing at the end of Samuel's life, forgot me. No, they rejected me and honored their own agenda to make life work according to their own wisdom. They insisted that Samuel appoint a human king, a king other than me, to lead them. They wanted to fit in with the other people. They wanted to fit in with the way that other people ran their lives that seemed to be working for them. Oh, that's a great line, isn't it? Israel had never had a king other than me. I highlighted this next sentence. It hurts me, too, to see my people chase after a lesser good than knowing me. It disturbs me to watch them follow so-called proven methods to make good things happen and to value those managerial methods more than the holy and self-denying relating that pleases me no matter what happens. You will understand my central message in this letter when you understand the tragedy of asking for a king other than me. Following the ways of another may work for a season. It often leads to the shallow and short-lived laughter of pride in an accomplished agenda. Following my ways will lead you through trouble and emptiness to real laughter, to the laughter that only persons in holy relationship can enjoy. Our closing prayer, along the way, taking a moment to reflect, think of a difficult situation you're facing. What comes to mind when you ask, Father, what would holiness look like in this situation? And finally, Lord, would you help us discover the joy of holy relating that defines you? Too often our ways involve trying to fix people and problems. Please give each of us a greater vision that involves a self-denying love. We humbly ask in Jesus' name, amen. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, where we are family, right in the heart of October Connect Month. And boy, Caleb, do we have a terrific prize.
We do indeed. From C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, $25 to spend. We've got five of those $5 cool little wooden tokens that you can go in and spend to your heart's delight at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in downtown Menominee. They also have that Rock Falls location that's open in the summer, and you can order online even if you're way out of the area, cjscandystore.com. So, if you want your chance to win, 715-723-2555. We had a lot of great guesses to our Tuesday trivia question, which was this. Almost half of men do this every day. Almost half of guys do what daily? 715-723-2555. If you'd like $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
You know, I can understand where WIB listeners, some of the frustration they have with us is they hear this question and they wonder and they wrestle, like, what is it? And if they get away from the radio, they're like, what is it? And we want to know, and hopefully we'll learn together.
Yes, and maybe we'll get a winner on a Win It Wednesday, even though we didn't get one on a Tuesday trivia. We could get a winner today. We absolutely could. Almost half of men do this every day. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Almost half of guys do what daily? 723-2555. Some incorrect guesses from yesterday. It's not shave, exercise, carry a woman's purse, do housework, forget their wallet, do a load of laundry, shower, wear a hat, go on their phone, step on the scale, grilling out, washing their face, drinking coffee, going to work, taking their kids to school, stopping for fast food, doing the dishes, talking to their mother, putting on deodorant, starting the coffee pot, reading, or walking the dog. All great guesses, but none of those. Almost half of men do what every day? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, this is Danny. I'm calling from Strum.
From Strum, all right. And go ahead. What do you think?
How about take a nap?
How about take a nap? Is it take a nap, Danny from Strum? Not what we're looking for. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
You and I are both big fans of that, though.
Nap Nation.
Yeah.
723-2555, 715-723-2555 for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. My goodness, they have treats from all over the world, nostalgic candies that maybe you haven't seen for years. They have an entire wall of jelly beans, every Pez imaginable, gummies galore. I mean, that just... that's the tip of the iceberg with what they have at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. And you could win $25 to spend. 715-723-2555. Sometimes I just wonder early on a Win It Wednesday if people are just like, no, we're just holding out for a clue. We're just waiting for that.
We're not
going to
call. It's a boycott.
There was a call right there. And then, apparently they were like, wait, is there going to be a clue?
Yeah, no, they took your suggestion.
Yet. Not yet. 715-723-2555. If you have a guess, 723-2555, almost half of men do this every day. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Ladysmith.
Hi, Carrie. What do you think?
Is it check their hair?
Check their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Sam gives me so much grief about this because doing live stream video now for high school sports broadcasting, unwittingly, I am always checking my hair in the camera. And my wife is giving me a hard time, and Sam's giving me a hard time. Is that what we're looking for, to half of men check their hair every day? No, but tell me it's more than half, right? Thank you so much for the call. Tell me it's more than half, and I'm not the only one who has to do that. 723-2555. Otherwise, we'll punt for about 20 minutes and then come back after 7:45 with a clue for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Whippy.
Hey, Jeff.
All right. Telling their spouse or significant other they love them.
Oh, that's a great one.
Great guess. And something hopefully lots and lots of guys do. Is that what we are looking for specifically, Jeff? It's not, but a great call.
That would have been a great answer.
We've got time for two more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda. Go ahead.
Okay. Jeff took my answer, but
okay.
I'm going to say... make their better, help their significant other make their better.
Make their better.
Okay.
And it is a bummer because Jeff took your answer.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to give that answer, but the good news is
you're absolutely right.
You're the winner. You're going to the candy store.
We are not kidding, Linda.
It's a good thing Jeff took her answer.
Right? Good job. Did you just pull that out of thin air?
I did.
Linda, fantastic job. Yes, almost half of men, actually 46% of men say, I make my bed every day. Now, the other 54%, I'm not sure who's making their bed.
Yeah.
But well done. We're going to send you to C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop with $25 to spend. How about that?
That's wonderful. My son is coming here from Sparta on Saturday with my great-grandchild, so we can go there together.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Great-grandma's going to be able to sugar up that great-grandchild. It'll be great. Hang on the line for us, Linda. Well done.
Thank you.
Early on a Win It Wednesday, we get a winner. Almost half of men do what every day? It's 46% of men make their bed every day. Pretty awesome.
All right, it's a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, but Caleb, the Brewers doing anything but winning as they're in a big 0-2 hole headed to Los Angeles for Game 3 tomorrow night.
And again, friends, we know not all of you might be sports fans, but Mark and I really are, so just allow us to verbally process a little bit, too, because we've allowed 7 runs to one of the most powerful teams in baseball in 2 games, and you would think that might be a winning formula, 7 runs over 2 games, but we can't hit.
Yeah, and again, the Dodgers paid a lot of money for these two pitchers, Blake Snell and help me with the Japanese pitcher. Yamamoto or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so lots and lots of millions and millions of dollars to get that. And last night, the first complete game by a pitcher in the postseason since 2017.
And the thing is, game one, their pitcher probably could have gone 9 innings. And honestly, we might not have been as close as we were to winning that game if their pitcher had gone all 9 innings.
And the hope for the Brewers was to, if you can get to the Dodgers bullpen. Well, that didn't even happen last night.
I know.
So there's still hope.
There's always hope.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We played well in L.A. before.
Uh-huh.
So we can do it again.
Yeah. They swept the Dodgers, actually, in the regular season, both in Milwaukee and in L.A. If they win 2 out of 3 in L.A., they come back to Milwaukee trailing 3-2.
Okay, we just need some Milwaukee magic out west. And I think that's their, you know, everybody has a cute little hashtag when you get into the postseason, and it's hashtag Magic Brew.
Okay.
For the Brewers. So, maybe.
There we go.
And just hope.
Hopefully.
Anyway, thanks for letting us just kind of talk that out on the air a little bit.
It's called sports venting.
Yes. We've got some great tunes for you on the way here, including from one of two musical gift offers during this October Connect Month. We're almost halfway through October Connect Month already, and we would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. We love seeing these good old-fashioned snail mail letters and notes. Maybe you want to return the newsletter you got in the mail, that little printable form from our website as well, too, whatever you'd like to do. But texts and calls are always welcome, in-person visits. We love hearing from you, connecting with you, hearing how WWIBU Radio is part of your life and how this ministry maybe has been part of your life for years, or maybe you're a new Wibber. Maybe you're a new part of the Wib family. We love hearing that as well, too, and love hearing what God is doing. Not what we do, but what God is doing through the music and the programming here on WWIB. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock, 48 degrees. Our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm joins us on the Wib Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Good morning, Farmer John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent.
Well, we are right in the heart of the season here at Govan's Farm. Fall fun. There are so many different things going on, and I think some people forget with all the fall activities, there's actually still some farm babies to cuddle and to hold, and you just told me about a litter of piglets that, you know what, might still be right around that size and age that folks could snuggle up with them this weekend.
They might be holdable yet. This will be the second weekend they've been here on the farm. The lambing barn is smaller than it is if you've been here in the spring, but still a bunch of animals. And you know what's interesting? We've got two groups of chickens here because the baby chicks weren't able to move on to the other farm. So we've got some chicks right now that are 3 weeks old, and people still want to hold them.
Sure, absolutely.
Farmer John, I'm just thinking in terms of how quick the kids grow up, because my wife and I are close to being empty nesters. Kids are between 20 and 25 years old, five of them. And when people are looking at their fall schedule here between now and you wrap this up this year on the 26th, I'm like, this is an investment in priceless family memories. Think about the fun that you're going to have just looking back on this.
It is. It's time invested with your kids. And, you know, if you got kids 20 to 25, I'd bring them Friday or Saturday night and make it a family outing. Bring the flashlight, come a little before dusk. You go through the maze when it's light, and you go back in there with a flashlight.
I mean, my goodness, an 11-acre corn maze, and that's just the tip of the iceberg with all the different activities you have. I mean, just looking at this, including your admission, corn maze, wagon ride, mini golf, giant slide, flying farmer line, hay jump, corn box, duck races, steer roping, cornhole, giant Jenga, can't make it through in one breath, giant checkers, farm babies on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, rat rollers, tractor pull, tug of war, connect four, and much more. And then there's some extra activities too, Farmer John, like that paintball shooting gallery that I believe was new right around this time last year, and the pumpkin cannon, the apple cannon, just tons and tons of things. And we haven't even mentioned the concessions yet.
No, and the concessions, we got pizza this year.
Nice.
That was the addition in the concession area, was pizza. And now we've got kettle corn available out at the corn maze, because we built a new building, and that's where we're making kettle corn, is out by the entrance of the maze. And our sales have gone up on kettle corn, so make sure to stop out and get some kettle corn, because it's the best kettle corn you can buy in the valley.
In fact, when they talk pizza, it says pizza pretzels, right?
We have actual pizzas this year, too,
okay,
as well as the pizza pretzels. And I think we're having a contest between the two, and it's running pretty neck and neck.
The in-house competition.
And, of course, you can get your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your brats, your apple cider, hot and cold beverages, cookies, s'mores. Again, the kettle corn, I absolutely can attest to that it is fantastic. And Farmer John, before we let you go here, so this 11-acre corn maze, you always have a theme. Can you tell us about the theme? Because I know you chatted about this with Dawson on the drive the other day, but if folks haven't been out yet, what's this year's theme? Why is it important to you? Because it always has a meaning, how the corn maze is when you look at it from above, that aerial view.
So When we farm, all of our hay acres have to come down the road. We don't have hay production here at the farm. So everything's got to come from some of it as far as 12 miles away at my brother's farm that I rent near Downsville. And last year there was major construction to the west of us on County Road B. Those of you that are familiar, that's exit 45. That's the busiest road in the county. As well as County Road C was detoured up to Highway 29. We've got to drive those roads with equipment. And with the number of close calls that I had last year, I thought, we're going to do a corn maze. And the corn maze is a car crashed into a tractor, and it's eyes up. You know, and it's not just the tractors. It's not just the farmers. It's the Xcel Energy guys and your county co-op guys that have got to be on the shoulder of the road to get your power back up. And it's the state patrolmen and all of the emergency vehicles, and it's the county plow trucks and everything. We got to get off our cell phone and pay attention. I mean, one of the close calls I had last summer, I've got turn signals, I've got flashers on my tractor. I'm moving into a lane to turn left, and I was passed illegally, and it turns out light turned red, so I pull up beside this truck that had passed me illegally, and I can look down into the cab, and he's on his cell phone.
and you know, I think people don't necessarily realize it's just like, oh, I just, you know, looking down or reply to something or get distracted. But yeah. But again, that moment of distraction truly could be the difference between life and death for you or for someone else. And that's why this is so important that people get this message, even while out having fun in the corn maze, to remember eyes up, hands on the wheel, stay safe out there on the road, keep everyone else safe.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the old comedians used to joke that, what, do you got to be the first one to the crash site? You know, you don't have to get home that fast.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about maybe an extra 10 seconds to your trip to wait for a legal place to pass, or, you know, at the very longest, maybe you got 5 minutes behind that big combine that's busy harvesting crops this year and has to get from field to field. But boy, that's 5 minutes behind a combine is a lot better than a few days in an emergency or in the hospital, or God forbid, spend the rest of your life in a casket.
Yeah. Or again, a lifetime of regret from something that you did that caused harm to someone else. So again, kind of a sobering reminder, Farmer John, even as we talk about all the fun at Govan's, just a very important message. And we appreciate, again, you utilizing your corn maze design for things that matter.
Well, that's what we've always tried to do with the corn maze, is it's always been something that was close to us, or it's been something that, you know, to help bring forward to the community.
Well, Farmer John, folks can find out more at govansfarm.com or Govan's Farm on Facebook, and we hope it's a phenomenal last home stretch here. A couple more great weekends of fun coming up at the farm.
Well, come on out this weekend. It's usually our busiest weekend. I think the weather's going to hold and be pretty good again. Hope to see you.
Thank you, Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. And, boy, you know, kids are on screens. You think about the different screens we're all on, Caleb, kids or adults. I mean, you got your phone, and then there's the Chromebooks, et cetera. And then you got the desktop. And
I'm staring at a screen right now.
I know, me too. And kids in the U.S. now spending an average of 7 hours a day on screens for entertainment. Even the youngest kids routinely watching videos and playing games online.
This is interesting. The American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends parents emphasize quality and balance over strict hourly limits, suggesting screen use should not replace sleep, physical activity, or family time.
Now, research continues to show that reducing screen time, all sorts of benefits. It can lead to better sleep,
improved mood,
and healthier development in kids.
Families are encouraged to set boundaries and create tech-free moments throughout the day to support children's well-being. And I think that ties in perfectly as we were chatting with Farmer John from Govan's earlier. I mean, family time, screen-free. And you know, I'm not death on screens. I enjoy them. My kids enjoy them. But I love seeing my kids play. I love imaginative play. I love seeing them get outdoors as well. And you know what? Getting outdoors is good for kids and adults.
I remember playing outdoors as a kid. I mean, it was a lot of fun, right? I mean, you know, just to have to pick up baseball games and all sorts of things. playing football in the street. We lived on a dead end, but get out in nature. And here's another story to stop brain shrink. Here's an idea. Walk 6 miles a week.
Now, it doesn't say you have to do it all at one time. It just over the course of a week, walking at least 6 miles can help keep brains from shrinking and fight off dementia.
Yeah, a study of nearly 300 people who keep track of how much they walk each week showed that those who walked at least 6 miles had less age-related brain shrinkage than those people who walk less.
All right, so get away from the screens for a little bit and get out and take a walk. That's the advice today.